people who go on the paper trail see that as an end in itself. Not, it shouldn't be that way. And they're quite disappointed when the trail stops. Even though they've found the spot where the emigrant ancestor was born in Ireland, then they want to proceed back, you know, several decades. They want to get back to Brian Boru. That's really not possible with Irish research. What they fail to see is that once they have found that spot, then a whole magic journey may start for them. What they have to do at that point then is to prepare to come to Ireland, because it really they shouldn't be getting into competition with the neighbour who has ancestors in Britain or elsewhere who have got back to the 15th century. That's not really what genealogy and ancestral research is about. It's about, I think, for those who have emigrated and their descendants, it's about reconnecting with the land of their ancestors. Now, many people manage to find the spot. Many people don't manage to find the spot, but they do know that their ancestor is Irish.
Well, those people who do find the spot, as you put it, have you any interesting stories or a particular case study of anybody who didn't come with great expectations and, well, you and them delivered the goods and you found something remarkable about the ancestry?
Oh yes. I have many stories, and of course I can't just think of them all at the top of my head. But I have had some very magical moments with some people who have come with little preparation. The one that comes to mind for me, I suppose, first of all, is a person who's now a very good friend of mine who lives in Buenos Aires in South America, in Argentina. I met her about 3 to 4 years ago on an afternoon when I was very busy doing consultancy work. And I had to sort of snatch moments with her just to try and guide her. But her opening sentence to me was that her grandfather was born in Ireland and she did not know where. And she knew the names of his parents and she knew the date of his birth. But more than that, she didn't know. And I sat with her and then realised that she said the but that she added to her details was, but he went to Argentina. And this was a great moment for me because I'm very interested in the Irish in Argentina. I was born in the Midlands of Ireland. I was born in Westmeath, right in the centre of an area that sent people to Argentina in the 19th century. And using the names that she gave me, I was able to pinpoint 3 parishes of possibility for her in the National Library that she could search the registers. And of course, she's very Latin in temperament, and tears were coming, you know, to the forefront. And she's sort of rather nervous about going on this journey of parish register searches. So I assured her that I would be there beside her in a short while when I was finished doing genealogical advice, and that I would sit close to her and guide her. And on the second parish register out of the 3, a little cry went up and she said, I found them. She found the great-grandparents' marriage. And this was a brilliant moment, you know. I thought this was amazing. But on reflection, you know, it brings me, you know, it has brought me at several occasions to the belief that this is a much wider search than what we really think it is. This is more than paper trail. This has, you know, very often when people set out on this trail, they find themselves coming into an area of coincidences, if you like. Things happen that are amazing and unexplainable. This woman set out not knowing where to start, and have no idea, and within 3 hours of her arrival in Dublin, she found her great-grandparents.
It's about seeking identity in many respects as well.
It's to do with, well, you know, I've worked this theory, and this is, I suppose, where I depart from the paper trail, and I'm a little bit unorthodox, perhaps, in ways. But, you know, when I reflect on what ancestry is about, it's really, we're dealing with dead ancestors, with dead people. Predominantly, I suppose, our research brings us back to the 19th century. Mostly. In that period of time, we're dealing with people who had very strong Christian beliefs in continuation. And in fact, if we look further back into our Irish history, we're coming from a pagan tradition that believed in continuation, because look at all our megalithic sites. We've great respect for those sites. We don't tread on them carelessly. We respect them. And this is coming out of, I believe, a belief in a hereafter, a belief in the continuation of the spirit of the ancestor and so on. And I think this very much comes into play for some people when they start on the ancestral trail and allow themselves to step off the paper trail when they have it completed and then step into the landscape. this is what I'm passionate about. And I think that I'd like to guide more and more people towards this step, as it were. A lot of people, you know, when they come to Ireland, they say they get goosebumps as they come into Shannon or come into Dublin Airport and see the green fields. They often, of course, go down and kiss the ground and so on. But this goosebump experience continues with them for quite a while. I don't call this the goosebump trail. I call this the spiritual trail. It's the je ne sais quoi. But it's very evident in Ireland. I think that, you know, we're steeped in antiquity in Ireland.
Do we realise that, though?
I don't think so. I think we're so busy with our everyday lives and thinking we get everything on the internet and so on that we sometimes fail to see that all around us in the simple things in life, we were steeped in antiquity that kind of still speaks to us. You know, you've heard the expression, these stones speak.
And the sad thing about it, we only realise this antiquity when it's pointed out to us by people who are not from Ireland. It's a sad reflection, really.
It is, but I think we're waking up to it. You know, we're now in a new Ireland. We're in a large Europe. We're part of Europe. We're in a new millennium for 6 years now. I can see a huge shift in attitude towards our ancestry in Ireland for those of us who never left. The younger people are taking it up, and I'm so thrilled about this. I see a great, not a resurgence, but an interest that has suddenly been sparked among young Irish people in their ancestry. And I think there are quite a lot of factors at play here. I have to say that I see it more even among the young men between 18 and 30 than I do among young girls, but they're there as well. I'm very pleased about this because, you know, it means that they are taking ownership of their own heritage. It's wonderful.